This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, joining us, the CEO of Dignity Freedom Network. Kate, thank you so much for being on the show.
Lovely to join you this morning.
You do an amazing job working with so many different communities, particularly in India. What is life currently like for those living in poverty in India?
Well, life for those living in poverty in India is never easy. So many of the women and men work for as little as $2 a day. They clean houses, collect garbage, break rocks for roadkill and so on. And they don't have the option to work from home with these kind of jobs. And they also don't have the option of practicing social distancing. And they live in squalid homes. Now, the little income that they have been earning is gone. And the slums are just a breeding ground for coronavirus. So it's just really difficult for them. Many actually fear dying from starvation more than they fear dying from COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, we're just seeing so many challenging experiences coming out of India, particularly families in so many other parts of the world, just so desperate to obviously see everything change. But has the COVID pandemic particularly impacted the work that your teams do normally in any kind of way?
Totally. So as I said, many people are fearing starvation more than dying from the disease itself. But we've pivoted, first of all, to a big awareness campaign and addressing misinformation in the slums and in rural areas about COVID-19, teaching about hand washing and sanitising and a lot of the stuff that, you know, we're obviously talking about here in Australia as well. We already had a network of community health workers in our schools and in our different projects and ministries. And so we've been able to expand the impact of that by introducing telemedicine, which means that they can be better equipped to deal with people and help them. And then with the whole food shortage, we've done a lot of food distribution as well, particularly introducing high nutritional supplements so that even if they have some rice, they can add some nutrition to that, which will just help them with their health, providing help also. There's a lot of missing girls at the moment, so working with finding police cases and seeking after those girls and just trying to empower some of these poor people and help them mitigate the fallout from COVID-19.
Yeah, and what are your teams telling you about what they're seeing on the ground? Because it's such a different thing for them as well to work with communities in this kind of way, and I imagine quite taxing too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our team are just exhausted and they get up day after day. They go into the slums and the rural areas and they're just working day by day and seeing the infections growing. So India now has the third highest incidence of coronavirus, but the numbers are massively underreported. So our team on the ground are just saying that these numbers are not actually indicative of the real extent of the issue. They're reporting that the peak is expected to be in September, October, so they're not at the peak yet. A recent story of a woman from New Delhi who was going into labour. She was turned away from 8 hospitals in 15 hours. She died in the back of an ambulance in her husband's arms. It's not just COVID-19. It's so many. It's just overwhelmed the health system. It's overwhelmed the hospitals, and they're just not coping.
Yeah, I mean, you hear stories of what we see even in Western nations, and then you can only imagine how the downside of what's happening through COVID would be multiplied in areas like India. And particularly, you work with is it pronounced Dalit people of India? What do that group represent?
So the Dalit people are the ones who fall outside the caste system or below the caste system. Previously, they've been known as the untouchables, and there's around 250 million of them. Again, we just can't kind of grasp these numbers, you know, it's sort of 10 times the population of Australia. And these people suffer at every level. From birth, they're told that they're worthless. From birth, they're told that they were created to basically serve the rest of the people of India. They struggle with just every aspect of their life. They're discriminated against, marginalised, stigmatised, and life is just very hard for the Dalit people.
And you've worked with them for many years, and I'm assuming within that the Jagini women and girls that you've mentioned are missing and have just kind of been overlooked in so many ways through this pandemic. They fit within that group of people that really do need some kind of support. So what are they in need of at the moment?
So the Jagini women and girls, it's a very particular practice that happens in parts of India where little girls are dedicated to the temple goddess, and it's kind of a marriage ceremony. They've got no idea what's going to happen, what it all means.
But all of a sudden on this day, they're made to feel like there's something special. After puberty, they become the property of the village. And because of the age of your listeners, I'm not going to go into what happens. Mm. But if you're going to the bad place, you're on the right track. Our teams are working to prevent the dedications. And so that's always an ongoing thing, despite COVID-19. We also work with the women who were trapped in this system, who were told that this is actually what they were created to be. And we empower them to leave the practice. We provide them with healthcare. At the moment, obviously, it's a lot of COVID care, but antiretrovirals, HIV and AIDS testing. We do a lot of counselling and assuring them they're actually created in God's image and they have intrinsic value. And we just want to empower them to leave the practice and to find, you know, a hope and have their dignity restored. And that's kind of the main goal of what we do. But as mentioned, at this time, we've also seen a lot of other little girls going missing, and so we do a lot of filing of police reports and advocating for these women and girls.
Well, it's so good that they've got people, I think, like your team, being able to, particularly in this time, be there looking out for them and making sure that somebody is still actually making sure that they're being taken care of while there's so many other things getting attention at the moment. And normally you would have the Hope for the Jogany Girls dinner, an annual event where you do raise awareness and funds to continue the work that you're doing. What's that going to look like this year and how can we support you guys?
So last year we had one of our graduates come out from our program and she shared her story, and we travelled around the country, and Marina Pryor travelled with us as well, and we just told the story of what's happening. This year, of course, we can't do that. We can't bring anybody out from India, and we can't even travel across Australia at the moment. So we're doing virtual events, and they start this week on Thursday and Saturday night, where we will be live streaming. So it's not a Zoom call. It's not another Zoom meeting. Yeah. I think we've had a lot of those. But we'll actually be live streaming. We've got interviews from our team in India talking about the situation. We've got footage of our COVID-19 response. We've got a tour of the shelter where the at-risk girls live. And we'll just be sharing about God's heart for justice and about what is actually happening on the ground in India and telling the story as best we can in this time. It's an interactive evening, and we encourage people to either watch from their own homes, gather with guests as they can, order some Indian takeaway or cook some delicious Indian food, contact us for the login details and just join in and be encouraged to see and hear about stories of transformation that are happening in India today.
Yeah, it's going to be a hugely inspiring and I think probably very moving one as well. Kate, thank you so much for telling us more about it.
Well, thank you, Laura, for asking. We love to get the word out and be advocates for these women and girls.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.